shayli. Machloekes in the Gemara if Krishma is the rice of the Rabbanon. Lamaisa become halacha. Krishma is the rice. Shayli is now that Krishma is the rice. So which chelik of Krishma do you need to say to Mekayim the chayv of the rice? Which part of the rice? Which part of it is only the Rabbanon? So it's kama shittis. Some shittis hold only the first pasuk is the rice. Some shittis hold that the whole pasuk is shayna till vishorecha is the rice. And some shittis hold even v'hoyim shemoy the second pasuk is also the rice. So go through the shittis a little bit. The Gemara says the Gemara starts off toner Rabbanon. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Zu Kriya Shema Shav Yehuda HaNasi. Yehuda HaNasi just said Shema Yisrael. He used to give his rabbi, gave a shir Talmud Torah the rabbi, and he gave a shir which went straight through to the end of his man Kriya Shema. So Meili just said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That was his Kriya Shema. So Shail Nishoinim, what does it mean that the rabbi's Kriya Shema was the Shema Yisrael? The Rajba says Kloyma Shemafsik V'Koyer Pasuk Rishon. Rabbi was Mafsik and only said Pasuk Rishon. Shamino Mino Shemafsik midivrei Torah l'kriya shma. You see from this Gemara that you mafsik midivrei Torah l'kriya shma. For dafka l'pasuk rishon, you only mafsik midivrei Torah for kriya shma. Only for pasuk rishon shuman haTorah. Chen etzias mitzrayim. But the Rashi is clear that Rabbi only stopped at pasuk rishon, and the din of mafsik and midivrei Torah l'kriya shma is only in the pasuk rishon, which is midoy rice. Shitz Rashi is clear. Pashtus. See soon. There's another Rashi, but from this Rashi, the Chayyim is clear that the only first pasuk is midoy rice. The Rashi a little bit earlier said also that if someone had kavana by the first pasuk, even if afterwards he was kaver la'igia, which is mamshak misasik, he was reading the other pasuk and pasuk because he wanted to write a sefer Torah, and b'chlal didn't have in mind for the kriya of Shema. Still, yotze says because midaraisa, there's the first yotze with the first pasuk, so mele everything else in the rabbanon. So even if you were kaver la'igia, you yotze. She says, vayte, only the first pasuk is the kriya of midaraisa. That's shittas Raj. The Rif says like this: there's a gemara that says that umdin have to stop working b'shach to say kriya Shema. They have to stop. They're not be doing the malacha. It can't be oisku malachtam b'shosh shekoyim. In fact, the Gemara's theory of it still says if you oisku malachtam b'koyim, they don't have to stop working. So the Gemara says kama perikushin, kama periksheni. That means the first parasha up to visharecha, they have to stop working. B'hoyim shemari, they could continue their work. It's up to Rif. It's not the pshat because you need kavan until the end of the first parasha. That's not why they have to stop working. The reason why they have to stop working is because we don't want it to be derech ara. We don't want that the first parasha should be derech ara. While they're doing the malacha, it's derech ara. So they have to stop working. Not because Yavad will be passing kavanah only in the first pasuk. We don't want the first parasha to be derech ara. Azoy zok to rif. Zok to bein yoyina. That's mevor. Vizam emori harav. But he says mevor midivri rif. That the rif saying that you only have to have the first parasha that should be not derech ara. And the second parasha could be derech ara. Vice versa. That the first parasha is the Raisa and the second parasha is not the Raisa. Because if the second parasha would also be the Raisa, Vahim Shemayev would be the Raisa, why are you only worried the first parasha shouldn't be the Rechare and the second parasha we're not worried? Vice versa, that the Chilik, the first parasha is the Raisa and the second parasha is not the Raisa. So Dr. Ben Yoyin, it's Ben Yoyin, Nocha Raya, Oid Raya Hevi Meri Rav, that the first parasha is the Raisa and not the second parasha. It's a Mar Gemara, the Gemara says that Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekein Hashem Echot, Zuk Kriya Shema Shel Behuda Anasi. Rabbi said, Shema Yisrael. So, Ben Yoyinu, what does that mean? That means the whole first parasha. Doesn't mean he just said the pasuk of Shema Yisrael? He said the whole first parasha. So, Mele Vayis says, the first parasha is the Raisa. From the fact that Rabbi said, the first parasha Vayis says, that's the Raisa. So, Ben Yoyinu is going to Allah that not only the first pasuk is the Raisa, but the first parasha till Visharecha is the Raisa. And he's bringing two Raisa. He's arrived from the rift that the first parasha can't be there. Arai. And he's being arrived from this Gemara that the Bida Nasi only said the first parasha Vayis says. The first parasha is the Raisa. So we have Machlokes, the Rashba and the Rif, two Zachin. In Halacha, if the first pasuk, the Rashba has only first pasuk, the Raisa, and the Ben Yoyin is saying that the whole first parasha is the Raisa. And Shatav in the Gemara, what did Rabbi say? It's pointing to the Rashba. He's learned up from Rabbi, only the first pasuk is the Raisa. Only the first pasuk he said, because that's the Raisa. And according to Ben Yoyin, he said the whole first parasha. The Torah brings down, and Simon Manvav brings down that the whole Nusach we say before Karbonis, the Gan Tzach, that we say Ashrenu Shana Mashkimim, the whole Nusach over the end, and he says that we fear Ois Ana Mashkim Arivim B'Cholim Pemayim V'Oyim Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echad. That's the Nusach that we say in the Korban. It's up to Torah Rabbein Yehuda Chassid Ha Yirag Oloim Achrov Baruch Shem Kvoy Machus Eloi Lom. Where he said Baruch Shem after he said that Nusach of V'Oyim Pemayim Shema Yisrael, he said Baruch Shem. Why? V'Oyim and used to say Rabbein Yehuda Chassid used to say V'Oyim Chavim Lotus Boyu Dei Choyvat Kriya Shema. Because Pa'amim, that the Tzibur is Mis'acher, they don't say Kriya Shema B'Zmanu, so Mele, B'Yudah Chassid, was Machmir, that he said Baruch Shem, in order that he should be Yotze Kriya Shema with that Kriya Shema of Karbonis, that the Tzibur gets past his man, he should be Yotze with that. And V'Amah, Shai Yotze B'Zed, B'Yudah Chassid, hell, he's Yotze with that Shema, K'di Yitzur Brachis, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Zui Kriya Shema, Shai B'Yudah Nasi. He brought our Gemara, that's before an Gemara, just saying the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, he could be Yotze, Kriya Shema, the Chiyah Kriya Shema, the Raisa. Melo Rabbi Dachasid learned off the Gemara like the Rashba. The Rebbe only said the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. He didn't say the whole first parasha. And Rabbi Dachasid was worried that maybe there'll be Misachas Man Kirishma that said the Tzibah till after his man. So Melo in Karbonis, he already had Karbonis to be Yotze, and he was Yotze, his Chayvus Kirishma the Raisa. Shasta said the Karbonis, and he said Baruch Shem. To be serious of his master, the reason why he said Baruch Shem is because if you don't say Baruch Shem, it sounds like you're just saying over a Sipur Dvar. But Oymer, Pamayim, Shema Yisrael, he's just saying over what we do, but you're not coming to say Shema. When he's Moses Baruch Shem, that's Tel Davet, that he was coming to be Yotze, Chayvus Kirishma, Medaraisa. And since the first part is enough to be Yotze, the Melech, Rabbi Dachasa had in mind that he was Yotze. The Ramah brings down Lalacha, the Ramah says, in Siman Vav, the Toiv, that every person should say, after he says Shema Yisrael, in the Nusach of Kabbalah, he should say Baruch Shem, in order they should be Yotze, in case you miss his man Kirishma, but the Melech should be Yotze with that Shema. You should have in mind, you've been Yotze Kirishma with that. So I bring the Ramah. Pashta states on the Torah, he's going also like this Shita, that to be Yotze Kirishma, they're right, Yotze the first Pasuk. So he looks at the Ramah in the Torah, saying, they should have in mind to be Yotze Shema, the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, without the first Parashah of Aistos, with the right to be Yotze Shema, just with the first Pasuk. That's the Torah in Siman Vav. The Torah in Siman Samach Gimel, later on, the Torah says that Umnin have to stop working when they do Malacha, have to stop for the first Parak Tulu Visharecha. Why? In order that it shouldn't be Derech Ara. You bring down this din that the Rif says, bring down Amish Lashon Rif, that the first Parak Tulu Visharecha, you have to stop working, it shouldn't be Derech, it's Derech Kvi, it's not Derech Ara. The Chayr of Ben Yoyna, that's the Lashon Rif, Ben Yoyna sparred from that the first Pasha is the Raisa, the second Pasha is not the Raisa. But the whole first Pasha is the Raisa, so in fact, that's not allowed to be Derech Ara. So the Shtikl Stira in the Torah, Torah is Paskening, he brings down Yudah Chassid, that you should have in mind to be Yotze Kirishma with the first Pasuk of Shema Yisrael in Karbonis. You see the first Pasuk of the Raisin. Then the Torah says that the Umdin have to stop working the whole first Pasha until Visharecha, that it shouldn't be Derech Ara. Which the Ben Yonah Shpar, that was Ben Yonah Shit, he Shpar from there, that the whole first Pasha is the Raisin, not just the first Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. So that's what Beis Yosef and Simon Samach Kimmel over there says, the time is that to bring down Ben Yonah, he says, no, about only the first Pasuk is the Raisin. But this that we want, the whole first Pasha shouldn't be Derech Ara, is because about Ikka Kabbalah, Malchus Shemayim, is in the whole first Pasha, so even though it's Mekayim, the Chayvah Derech Ara is the first Pasuk, but about Ikka Kabbalah, Malchus Shemayim, until Levi Sharecha, Mele, they're more Machmer, even though it's Derbon, they're more Machmer, it shouldn't be Derech Ara. So Mele, it's very Shemak the Torah, Torah's Pasuk in Lalacha Kepshuta, that's the right for the first Pasuk only, and Mele brings down Yudah Chassid, that a person should have in mind by Karbonis, that he wants to be Yotze, his Chayvah's Kriya Shema with the first Pasuk, because only that's the right, so he could be Yotze with that. But Afal Pikein, Umnin should stop work until they finish Uvi Sharech, the first Pasha, because even though it's not their right, it's Uvi Balt, it's Ikka Kabbalah, Zol Malchus Shemayim, when more Machmir, and maybe they should stop working, should have a bigger Kabbalah.
So when he was going to Kishma, he only did the right without the Rabban, or he was going to the Rabban later?
So he was worried that they'll get past his man, so he wants to at least have their right.
Later on, and he's losing the Rabban, or later when he says that he's...
So it depends if he got in his man or not. If he ended up being late for after his man, he missed out to the Rabban. He didn't have it at all. Why did he do it? Okay, so we'll get back to it. That's a big shot. Why did he keep the Rabban? He was only worried about the derisa. If I say he was only trying to make kind of schiv from the derisa. He's missing Birz Kishma also. That's not a big problem. Right, we'll get to that also. According to the Bnei Yehuda Chassid, Eitza, what the Ramatah you should do, you have in mind to be Yotze Yechiv Kishma in Karbonis, so it ends up being Yotze Yechiv Kishma in the derisa without brachas, which is a big chassar in the Chayyot. So if you're not sure, Moshe, that you're going to get Kriyash Mabit's mana with the Tzibur, okay, you shouldn't have in mind to be Yotze, because you're losing out the Milo of Brachas. That we'll see. So the Maisa says, this is the Machlokes we have, the Maisa over here, if Yotze is the Chiv the right, the first Pasuk, you need the whole first Parasha. The Pichadish goes through all the days in the Pesachim, in the Halacha, all the different Pesachim, if you need Dafka the first Pasuk, or the whole first Parasha, or even two Parashim, even Hoyim Shemoyim, maybe it's also the Raisa. He brings Raiyas to all the Tzadim, he goes to what the Raiyas are to each Tzad. Because the right, only the first pasuk is the raisa. It's first of all, because you only need kavana, we pass them by the first pasuk. And the Budanasi only said, Rabbi only said the first pasuk. Those are the raisa, the first pasuk is the raisa. The raya at the whole first pasha, till the visharecha is the raisa, is the din that the umnin, the Ben Yonah's raya, that he held the whole first pasha, the raisa, umnin has to stop working till uvisharecha. That'll be the raya to the other time. And if matcha, those raisa can be matcha, because this that the first pasuk needs kavana, so that's ikka kabbalah's matcha shamayim. And this that Omnin have to stop working till Uvi Sharecha. Also, like the Beis Yosef says, that Ikka Kavot on Malchus Shemayim. And this that Rabbi only said the first Pasuk is because Balti was saying a Shir, Talmud Torah, the Rabbim. So mainly only was Mapsik for the first Pasuk, even though maybe more than the first Pasuk could be the Reis. So because he brings down with the Smach, the Shitzar, but it's Matchem, he goes, says, not Mukhik from those Reis. Because himself comes out, that he wants to say, Allah, for both Pashis are the Reis. Both Pashis are the Reis, the Bahim Shemayim is also, okay, the Chi is the Reis. Because it's a seer in the Rajbah. So the Rajbah holds, the Rajbah is clear that only the first Pasuk is the right. The Rajbah said that, Yimafsik mitam toil, Allah, Yimafsik mitam toil, Krishna, the Hanimilu, the Pasuk Rishon, the Dafka Pasuk Rishon, Shumanatoil. More than the pasuk Bishin Hamafsik is not Minat Torah. And the Rashi says that if you kaira the first pasuk of Kavanah, the rest it could be even kaira La'agia, Tzav Kavanah B'chal Yesh, because the first pasuk is the Rashi. In fact, the Rashi in the beginning of Baruch says that Krishma Lamita, we say over Shema, Amol was a problem, they used to say Shema B'tzibur at night early, they haven't married early, too early, and they weren't yet to Krishma. So they said over Krishma Lamita, it's up to Rashba, but you will only say the Pashur Yishayna by Krishma Lamita until Visharecha, because that's Minat Torah. So only Machmet to say over again, Krishma Lamita up to Visharecha, that's Minat Torah. Mashaykin Vayim Shemayu, which is the Rabbanu, and that we're not Machmet to say over, we'll say with what we said Beit HaKnesses. In fact, the Pichalish, the Rajba Namashlech himself, the Rajba is saying that we say over till Visharecha, because that is Krishma Deraisa. We have the Rajba said that the Machmet Talmud Torah only for the first Pasuk to say Shizel Shel Torah, and if you say only the first Pasuk Kavanah Yotzah, because that's Mederaisa, everything else, you don't need Kavanah because it's not Mederaisa. And Krishma Almita, the Rajba said, you say over the whole first Pasuk, because that's the Chavis Krishma Mederaisa, till Visharecha. So in fact, the Pichalish is Stira in the Rajba. As you could say, Yishev, the Pichosh Blashfer with the Stira, and he himself comes out that no, Avad the Chayim and the Raya is both Pashis. Maybe we'll be able to have a Yishev to the Rajba. So Pichosh brings a Raya to his Shita that both, that the whole Shema, both Pashis are the Raya from a Gemara a little bit later in Brachas. The Gemara says, Maushi Yafsik, Bahal, and Megillah. So in the middle of Bahal, once you're Mafsik, Pnea, Kovin, and Pnea, Yir. Allah is that in the middle of Kirishma, you're allowed to be Mafsik, Pnea, Prokhom, Ben Safar, different Prophetinim, but if you're Mafsik, Pnea, Kovin, Pnea, Yir. The Gemara says, how about in the middle of Hal? Someone saying Hal could be Mafsik. So the Gemara says, Krishma, Medeir Aitza Paisik, if you can be Paisik with Krishma, then Kol Shken Tahal Medeir Abon. So the Bechad, the whole Krishma is Medeir Aitza. The Gemara says, Krishma, Medeir Aitza Paisik, Kol Shken Tahal, it's Mash Bergant Krishma, is Medeir Aitza. And so the Bechad, the Shariah, the Hishita, that even Vahayim Shemaya, is Medeir Aitza. Right, so Shabbat Aitza, Mash Bergant Aitza, it means in between Shema and Bahaft. It means in between the Shema and the first Pasha, or in the middle of Bahaft, anywhere in Bahaft Sapar. Mesay Semiz, the Bechad, the Mashmoy, is going on the Gans Krishma. So the emphasis of the Kir Sefer says the Mori the Kir Sefer. The Kir Sefer from the Mabit says that the Chayvus Kirishma the Raisa to be Yotz is only the first Pasha, only the first Pasuk. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Yimekayim Yichayvus the Raisa. But he says, but the Maisa, if you continue saying Shema, Kol HaPashis of Shema, Yimekayim a Mitzvah the Raisa. He says, Agam Yimekayim Yichayvus the first Pasuk, but Kol Mashem Moisef on the Kirishma, even though you're not Mechayiv to do it, but it's the Chelik of the Kirishma Yimekayim a Mitzvah the Raisa. So the Kiryas Sefer immediately have a Talmud Torah because you write the Talmud Torah. So every Talmud Torah Allah is that a person can be Mekayim is Chayvus Limud HaTorah with something, a Kviyas, a Shah in the morning. Any time in the morning, any time B'Layla. But Gisa B'Yom B'Layla could be Yaitzi Chiv with something in the morning, something at night. And after all, Pekayim is Pasha, if you learn the whole day, be Mekayim in Mitzvah Deraitz of Talmud Torah. So through Kirishma, you can be Mekayim in Chayvah with the first Pasuk. But the more you carry Kirishma, the more you have a Kiyah Mitzvah of Kirishma. So it's up the Kiryas Sefer. And Mela's up to Kiryas he comes to answer Pichadish is right. He says, and Mela's Kishmak, the Gemara says that the Gabi, if you massacre in Halal or not, the Gemara says, if you massacre Kirishma, the Raisa, culture came for Halal, only the first Pasuk in Kirishma is the Raisa. So what does the Gemara mean when it says Kirishma, the Raisa? So to Kiryas because the Maisa have been a key and mitzvah in the Raisa when you're saying the other Pashi. And so Allah is allowed to be massacre in the middle of saying Shema, which is a key and mitzvah in the Raisa, culture can't allow to be massacre for Halal, which is from the Rabbah. So Kiryas never the Chiv is only Chiv in the first Pasuk, but you have a Kiyah Mitzvah Deraisa in all the Pashis, and that's trapped to Gavi Pichadish Raya, that the Gemara says that Kiryas Deraisa means you have a Kiyah Mitzvah Deraisa. Rabbi Zalman is massive, he asks very starkly in the Kiryas Sefer, he says, well, Dvar of Enim Uvanim Klav, because he says, what Shaykh is Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah, Be'etim Zechoyvus, Limud, you have to learn always. No, Torah, you have a Heter, it says, Hanik Ben Minu Derech Eretz, it says that a person should go, there's a special Heter, that it says, Vasafta Degonecha, a person should go and take care of his business. So Mela, you let it go out, you let it go take care of whatever you have to do. So Mela, whenever you come back to learn, about you have the, you learn all day. About you have a mitzvah talmud Torah kol ayoyim. Shekhan beKrishma, mechteis say the Torah meant to be barat bomb only the first pasuk. Mechteis anything more than the first pasuk is a key mitzvah deraisa. The Torah meant everything. So you have a chiv to do everything. Mechteis they have a chiv to do one pasuk. We have a kiyum. If you do more, where do you see this pshara? They have a chayva on one part and a reshus on the rest. The Netziv also Bama says it's a story of the Kiryas Sefer for himself in Parshas Yisro. The Netziv goes through this and he's a lot of rice because he's sorry that any mitzvah the Torah didn't give a shir. So even though you mekayim it with a little bit, you can mekayim the chayv mitzvah deraisa. But if you meisiv and you do more, you mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. Stifle handles and stifles marichnis and stifle brings a right from places. Not like this, but there's a big shaila and this is story of the Kiryas Sefer for the Netziv that if there's a mitzvah deraisa, could you be meisiv more than the mitzvah deraisa? So Ashik says, crown the Rashi. We have a steer in the Rashi, but if what part of Kishma is the Rashi? The Rashi says the first pasuk is. With the rice, and if someone only has kavanah in the first pasuk, is yaitu with that, because only the first pasuk is the rice. And the Rashi says that you mastered mitalmud Torah only for the first pasuk is the rice. On the other hand, in fact, the Rashi says that Krishma Lamita, you say the whole first pasuk because that's minat Torah. So actually, you can say the Rashi beholds, like this is sort of the case for that the chayv of the rice about is only the first pasuk. But if you're moistif and you say more in Krishma, you mekayim a mitzvah of the rice. But the Rashba holds that's only in the first parsha up to Avisharech. That says that's if the Rashba holds like this is Alman Tzayin. Mechatesi, it's some add-on chalokim of Krishma that the Torah didn't give. The Torah says, well, you have to be koyer, only the first pasuk. But after we can't come and say stam that you can moisit onto the mitzvah and be mekayim and mitzvah midarais. Now the Rashba holds about the first parsha up to Avisharech. Is ikir kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, like the Beis Yosef says, we have some Beis Yosef, that the first, up to Avisharech, even if it's not the Rashba, that's ikir kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. So Mela Halt the Rashba then Svarit Mustabra to say that even though you're Mekayim Mechoyvu with the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, but about Shema, Shema Yisrael is Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim, and the whole first Pasha is Ikka Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim, so Mustabra to say that if you're Moitzif in the Ikka Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim, Tulu Visharecha, that all becomes a part of the Kriya Shema. Mashiach after that, Vayim Shemayim is not part of Kriya Shema. Mela Halt the Rashba Zayeg Shema. Mafsik Talmud Torah is only for the first Pasuk, because you can Mekayim Mechoyvu with that, so you're not mafsik more than the first Pasuk itself. And who then if you only had Kavana by the first Pasuk, you're Yotze, because the Ikir Chiv Midirais is only the first Pasuk. Mashaiki Kriyish Ma'al Mitzvah that the Rashba should say the whole Pasha, Pnei Sheishel Torah. It doesn't mean you're Mechuyiv to say the whole Pasha Midirais Torah. But we're about to have a key in Mitzvah Midirais with the Gantz Pasha, so Mela, we're about to Kriyish Ma'al Mitzvah Knesset was too early, so Mela, you say the Gantz first Pasha because you're being Mekayim a Mitzvah Midirais, so therefore, we say don't be Simech on what you said in Basic Knesset. Mashaiki, in the next Pasha, which is not a key in Bechlam Midirais, the Gantz Kriyish Ma'al Mitzvah Midirabon in the second Pasha. The mail of the Rashba that you don't say. The Gantz din of Kriyish Ma'al Mitzvah you only say is on when you have a key in Mitzvah Midirais. Efshar Yishuv in the Rashba. The Ikka din that Yehuda HaChassid said that a person should have a mind to be Yotze Kriyish Ma'al in Karbonis because Tzibah might get late. So that's a Shaila. Shaila is, what's the mindset? What should a person do? A person comes to Shul and they're saying Shema. So the Yehuda HaChassid, the Torah and their mob being Zalal, Allah, you should have a mind to be Yotze. Why is the mind Mr. Zmal? And that's a Raya, they should make Mitzvah Midirais with the first Pasuk. The Maaseh the Beis Yosef brings down from the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah already asked in this halacha. He says, "How can you have a mind to be yotze?" He says, "The Maaseh is going to miss out the Ma'alot brachas. If you have a mind to be yotze in karbonis, not having krishma with the brachas."
Did
the Chazak
always have a mind, or just?
No, so the Bach. That's what they say. Kasha. How are you missing out the Ma'alot brachas? So the Bach doesn't understand the kasha b'chalal. If the Chazak didn't have a mind always to be yotze with the krishma instead of karbonis, he only had a mind when he saw that Tzibur was going to get late. Tzibur was getting late, and he was worried they might get late. So Mela then, he wants to be here. Otherwise, he might miss the Gantz, my Krishna. So Mela had a mind to be Yotze. Mela's up to Bach, it's Chayot under her mother. Mela said, you should always say Baruch Shem every day. It's up to Bach, about enough. Because Baruch Shem means you want to be Yotze. She says, you only say Baruch Shem if you see it getting late. You shouldn't say, every day you're saying the Nusach of Kabbanis, you shouldn't say Baruch Shem Kfoy Malchusa, that's showing you want to be Yotze. And then up to Bach, the Magen Avraham said the same thing as the Bach. They should only say, you only have a mind to be Yotze if you see the Tzibur is going to get late. But he says, he's chayot on this point. He says, Vadik say Baruch Shem like they're mussed every day. Just don't have a mind to be yotze unless you see it. The tzibur is going to miss. So the Magen Avraham and the Bach basically go the same shita that you only have a mind to be yotze with the Krishna of Karbonis if you see the tzibur is getting late. But it's important, all the poskim, that the only worry, the only have a mind to be yotze, only legavi whatever amount of Krishna is in their eyes. You should only say the first pasuk. And the Magen Avraham example, Mashal, you say up to Visharech if you see the tzibur is getting late. Mishnah Berurah says, we're machmir that maybe all the parashas of the Raisa, so maybe if you see the tzibur getting late, you should say all the parashas of Krishma. It's mevor that we're only worried about the Krishma of the Raisa. But whatever Chel Krishma is the Rabbanon, even if you see it, Mr. Zman Krishma, you're not worried about that. Which is Chara Pelo. If you're worried about Mr. Zman Krishma, why are you only worried about Krishma of the Raisa? What happened about the Gans Krishma, which is the Rabbanon? So Pri Yitzchak, the Bisla says, the chat is because there's a chesaron in saying Shema and having a mind to be Yotze. Even if you see it, tzibur might miss this man for Sufik, but it might be saying Shema without the brachas if you have a mind to be Yotze. So Meili says, if you have a tzad, you might miss this man Krishma, so the chelik of Krishma, which is the Yoraisa, about you should have a mind to be Yotze, because you might miss the whole man, the man, the Gans of Krishma, the Yoraisa. But whatever chelik of Krishma is only with the Rabbanon, so to Sufik, the Rabbanon. And so maybe you might make this man, it's only Sufik with the Rabbanon. And about the chesaron is saying Shema now, and you're saying it without the brachas, and Meili shouldn't say the chelik of Krishma and the Rabbanon, that you shouldn't say, you should only say the chalokim, which are the Yoraisa. So it's mevor, and all these places
that... only works if there's a tzad that you're going to make this man.
Right. If you know Vadi, you're going to miss this man, then you should stay with their bonos.
That's
So Mishnah Berurah handles that. Mishnah Berurah says that even if you have a tzad that they're going to miss the first man, you still should say, have a mind to be yotze. Even if it's a tzad, you're going to miss the first man, you'll Vadi make the second man, you still should have a mind to be yotze. But it's mevor, and all the places come over here that if you have a tzad that the tzibah is going to miss it, you come on Shabbos, and there's a suffix they're going to make this man Kriyishma, say you should have a mind to be yotze before. And the Shmur says, even if they're sure going to make the second man, but if they have a tzad, you miss the first one, have a mind to be Yotze before. And even though you're losing the Ma'il of Brachas, like the Pri Yitzchak said, still should have a mind to be Yotze. But the Chayr is a simple answer, which none of the priests can give. The simple answer would be, it's up to Rikveig on Shulchan Aruch, make it tonight. You should make it tonight. If you're not going to say Shema, you're going to miss this man, then you want to be Yotze. And if you will say Shema before this man, then you don't have a mind to be Yotze. And so it's up to Rikveig, nearly, says on the Spagnum, nearly, you should make it tonight. And before the Pashtus, from the Magen Avraham and the Ramah and all and the Bach and all the places, they didn't give the Eitzah of Tanai. They hold there's no such Eitzah of saying a Tanai in Kriya Shema, which is them as a big shayla. Achrayim is Tanai. This is Kvega. The Oni Gyanter said Tanai be Mitzvahs doesn't work. Most of the less of a Shlichus, less of a Tanai. You can't make a Tanai in Kriya Shema. Tanai, Tanai work in Chaloshin and Kedushin Zachin, but in Mitzvahs you can't make a Tanai. So it's Chayla. The Kvega is in Mechayis, you can make a Tanai. So Chayla, all the places that are saying over here that if you see a Tzibur might miss this man, that you should say Shema and have in mind to be Yotzeh by Kabbanah. So Chayla, they're not giving you Eitzah of Tanai. Pashtus, they don't have this Eitzah of Tanai. Mishnah Berurah also is busy back and forth. Which man you're going to make, which man you're going to miss. He says if you might miss the first man, even though you'll for sure make the second man, have in mind to be Yotzeh. He doesn't give you the Eitzah of Tanai. Pashtus, Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold. Of this that, they should make a Tanai. There's a Mishnah Berurah in Reish Lamed Hey, in Shaar Tzion, over there, he does bring down from a Prima Godin the Indian of making a Tanai by Kriya Shema. So you have to know the Stiglitz theory, you have to answer in Mishnah Berurah. What?
Tanai won't be a Chasarim in Kavanah.
With Hilchas Tanai, Chayr shouldn't be a Chasarim. Having Kavanah, I'll Tanai. Chayr should be able to make a Tanai. The Meister, Moshe Sternberg.
As long as the Tanai doesn't help, then you don't do the Tanai.
That's a Shaila, that's a big Shaila. She shouldn't be able to anything, maybe. Yeah. Right. But the Meister, the Minig Oil, the Pashas is, Moshe Sternberg says, the Minig Oil is we do make a Tanai. He says, the Vada, the Minig is Kol Oil, all Noyig that you see, you're getting late, you should make a Tanai. You bring that from Michel Salanti, that it needs all Mishpatea Tanai. You need a Tanai Kafel, and he calls him a lot, you have to say it the right way. He comes out, which the way a prince should make a Tanai is, that if I'm not going to say Shema before this man, I do want to be Yotze. And if I will say Shema before this man, I don't want to be Yotze. That's Pashas Nusik, because you have to be Mekayim, all Mishpatea Tanai. But he says, that's what I do all the time. I say Shema before, if I have a Tzad, I say Shema before, I say make a Tanai. He says, the minute ago, we do make a Tanai.